everybody. Welcome to a Friday Sportsline, the Bulldog Hour. Cap Moore alongside. We'll take you at 3 o'clock. Hand it off to our buddy Bill Benatti. His fine show behind the bench for a couple of hours today, and then it's off. As a matter of fact, I will double-check that because I don't know how long you can have Phil with you today. And Jorge, if you can let me know that at some point here. If a 1 hour, okay. The reason I hesitated is normally on a Friday with high school football, then of course Phil calls those games with Paul Metters. Usually, if it's metro area, Phil is able to give you a couple of hours of his fine show, then he has to head to the stadium. In this case today, that stadium happens to be in Visalia, as it's Hanford and Redwood, so it'll be 1 hour of behind the bench, and then we will have that high school game later tonight. The Giants and Dodgers on 790 tonight. Clayton Kershaw, of course, announcing his retirement at the end of the year, and unless the Giants and Dodgers meet in the playoffs, and the way the Giants have played the last five games, that is highly unlikely. They're going to need to win some games in L.A. This will be the last time the Giants face Clayton Kershaw. So that'll be on 790 tonight with the high school game on 1430, and then we got all the NFL over the weekend. I'll tell you all about the schedule a little bit later on, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his great business, Precision Civil Engineering. Brian Panish, a great friend, with us in just a second. Want to thank Precision Civil Engineering, also Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe Stainless Supply, the local operators at KFC in Fresno, in Selma, in Clovis, in Kerman, and also Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. The Lee's Air Hotline is how we bring up guests like Brian Panish. Those sponsors, normally I talk about right at the start of the show. We will do the readers for them right after Brian and I wrap up our conversation toward the bottom of the hour. That having been said, let's bring up our great friend, Mr. Top Dog himself, Brian Panish, who I believe is in L.A. and not in Hawaii. Brian, am I correct about that?
Today, anyway.
Okay, well, yeah, that's true.
Well, you see, okay. Tony, tonight I have a game to attend, which is St. Louis High School of Hawaii, the number one rated team in Hawaii, playing the number one rated team in the United States, the St. John Bosco Braves.
Would that be at Panish Family Stadium?
It would be, and then I could have the Daily Devil and school there in Hawaii catch the Bulldogs playing tomorrow night against the Rainbow Warriors.
Well, you know, again, life is good if you're Brian Panish. That's all I can tell you. So I'm always glad you make time for me. All right, let's get to it about Fresno State before the matchup of tomorrow. We'll talk about it in a moment. Where are you at right now with what you've seen? We've been trying to get a firm handle on where this club is for conference play. Looking at the way things have gone for Oregon State, independent of the Fresno State game, it would appear that chalk has held, meaning the games the Bulldogs should have won, they did win. I guess they should have lost at Kansas regardless, maybe not by the score they lost. So, Brian, are they online, in your opinion, to be, and I've asked this with every guest, one of the top two teams at the end of the year in conference so they can play for the conference title, or are you going to say it's way too early to make that judgment? Where are you at with this?
I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic, but it's too early. I mean, Oregon State, obviously, when you lay it out at the beginning of the year, Tony, you put that in the wobbler category, and to be conservative, you might have given that to Oregon State. So,
at the time, yeah.
Now as it's played out, obviously it doesn't look as good. But it's really now, the precipice is now, this week, for both programs. It's kind of ironic. It's ironic as why Timmy Chang has been trying to build the program up. You know, he's changed back to the run and shoot, to the roots. And they're 3-1. Their quarterback's been out 2 weeks. He's coming back. You know, it's a big home game for them. You know, they'll be fired up. They have a chance to go 4-1. Obviously, they're always trying to make that Aloha Bowl, so that would only mean two more wins. They've never won more than four games in September, and they still have another game in September to play. It's at Air Force, which you wouldn't think they'd be able to win. So for both programs, it's a huge game. But back to the Fresno State question, I think that I'm cautiously optimistic. I am impressed with Coach N's discipline, intensity. The team seems to be organized with it. I think that he's the philosophy committed to the run. Even at Kansas when they couldn't run, either of the types are committed to the run. Of course, I love the running backs. I think the offensive line is continuing to get better. They can get more from quarterback play. And the defense has just got to get better. I mean, the numbers are just not good. And Hawaii is going to be the big test for them. You know, we've heard all preseason how strong the Bulldogs secondary is and the depth. Now, they haven't played great this year, in my opinion. But this is the game where they're going to have to perform. This is the game where they'll be the most passing, other than Oregon State probably, during the season. So this is their strength against our strength, apparently, and we'll see how they perform. But this is a huge game for the Bulldogs. None of these games are easy in Hawaii, as we know. We've seen all the things that can happen, from Ashley Lately in the back of the end zone to the hit on Cole Brennan, to him resurrecting like Lazarus, to the you know, one-point games with the Nogas, to all of this. And it is a great rivalry, and it's kind of sad that it may not be continuing, but it's kind of an unspoken rivalry. I don't know if people outside really understand the rivalry between Hawaii football and Fresno State.
Well, we've talked over the years about the strange goings-on, not only football-wise, but in basketball, baseball as well. These are two schools that are, you would think that they were neighbors the way they play one another. In a lot of ways, it's been more intense than even a San Jose State or Nevada rivalry.
I totally agree with that, Tony. I totally agree with that. And, you know, and not to mention how, let's just say, arguably unfair some of the refereeing and some of the calls that have been made over there in the islands.
Well, Pat Hill, I'm sure, is going to impart that to people during his broadcast tomorrow. In the way of housekeeping, there's two things I want to ask you about here quickly that are based upon where you're at and living, as always. And never mind, where you may be at any given Friday. I get that while we've talked about it over the years. But I did want to ask you, number one, about, since you talk to people, SC, UCLA people all the time, I know, any legitimacy to Matt Entz in UCLA. We wish Tim Skipper well. I think most of us realize that Tim right now is in a very tough position, that probably it's a keep the seat warm unless the Bruins pull a miracle, and given the schedule in the Big Ten, that's not likely. But we've heard Matt Entz's name come up. We know his success. That's why he's at Fresno State as a head coach. We know he was at SC last year. Any legitimacy to this, or is it just a lot of internet stuff?
First of all, what you do know is usually the people whose names come out early on, they never get the job.
Yes, you're
so,
right.
So, Matt Entz, in my opinion, to UCLA wouldn't be a sexy enough hire. UCLA, they've got to do something to turn around. Matt Entz is just 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's what they think. That's how they view him. So I'm not sure he was at the top of their list. They, you know, today, the defense, I don't know if it was fired, it left. The defensive coordinator was changed. The words is Nico, he may leave. And UCLA is just tumbling, and I don't really know what's going on over there. And they may not win a game. And Skip, you know, we love Skip, but it's going to be hard for Skip. He's trying to rally the troops. He's got plenty of games left. But they got a hard schedule, too. I mean, they're playing the Ohio States of the world, the USC, the Penn State. I mean, they have some hard games they have to go play. So that's a different situation. But Matt Entz, you know, I think you have to assume, as with Kalen DeBoer, and as any coach at Fresno State usually would have, that if they're successful, they're going to leave. And people are going to want them. And you kind of want that. And
well, yeah.
He's committed right now, and he says he'll be committed, and I believe him. But if, you know, the University of Iowa came and said, we want to make you the head coach, and you're a guy from Iowa, and that's where you grew up, and you want to be play the best and be the best, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to have him turn that job down, not to mention you'd get multiple times the pay.
Well, we just saw.
But we don't know that. But for him, he's got to go out and win every week, and then he'll worry about it when that comes. But I don't think he worries about it. I think he's focused on what's the task right in front of him. And I think that's why the team is playing well, although the defense is going to have to get better. And the pass defense, I think they gave up 380 yards against Oregon State. And if they play loose like that, I mean, this guy's going to pick them apart. He's pretty good. I understand a couple of receivers may be hurt, but we know how that goes with the line.
We're going to go over that in a second. I did want to ask you, because what you brought up is true. We saw Fresno State lose a softball coach back to her alma mater where she was a star, and that was sudden, but it was the right people calling, right, at the right time. So you never say never, but I'm with you. I don't think UCLA goes in that direction, and I know that Matt Entzi is not looking at it. It's not in his radar. He is singularly focused. But I did want to ask you quickly, in regard, and we know the monies, and we get it, and we know the politics, and you and I have talked about this a billion times now, but just on the field, are Cal and UCLA in a better position, or would they be in a better position if they came back and played in the pack? I mean, realistically speaking, to compete on a week-to-week basis,
well,
would those two UC schools be better off?
Yeah, but if you look at all the other sports, UCLA performed great, other than football.
Well, that's the thing. But football is the tail that wags the dog. Even beyond basketball, Brian, you and I grew up with the Bruin dynasty. We get it. But right now, it is college football and everything else. And I was just, and I know they won't come back willingly.
I think it's a tough one. Cal, again, they got the Y quarterback, too. He's just like the one they got now, left-handed guy, and he could throw it. And Cal, all of a sudden, looks pretty good. I think they're going to beat the Aztecs up this week.
Well, you know, Cal looks better than Stanford does. And by the way, Stanford is one of the wins. Hawaii's 3-1.
That Stanford win, that was a good win for Hawaii. I mean, they came back. They made the field goal to win. The quarterback was hurt most of the game. That was a big win for them at home.
Well, again, it's Stanford at the moment. So, yeah, but I do understand that.
They went to BPC pretty well last week.
Well, look, that's true. But I'm just saying that I'm talking in relation to Hawaii. There is no – it's not a 3-1, well, look out for the Rainbow Warriors. If they lost 40-6 to Arizona. But, in fairness, you brought up Elijah, the quarterback. Eliotto is a kid from Hawaii who went to Bishop Gorman in Vegas, who's 5'10". He's about 180 pounds, maybe. He's probably closer to 170 pounds or 160.
He's like a little mini Timmy Chang, just left-handed.
Right, but he is the kind of quarterback that has driven Fresno State crazy, and the run-and-shoot has been problematic for the Bulldogs forever and a day. Matt Entz is a coach, and we were just talking about it yesterday, that has success because he does two things that travel, meaning you can play him on the road with success. He can play players because he runs the football and they play defense. Brian, if the Bulldogs run the football and play good enough defense between the 20s, is this a game that Fresno State should win fairly comfortably? You're not going to say that either.
I'm never going to say fairly comfortably. Why? It's a game they should win. It should be, you know, Hawaii hasn't done great stopping the run. You'd expect they'd be better at it. But I would expect them to try to pound. You know, the running backs are looking good, and they're breaking line. And, of course, you know I love Speedy. But, I mean, I love all the running backs, and I love what they're doing. And they're running hard, and they're breaking tackles, and they're showing toughness.
With Speedy, you, again, it's a Bosco Brave, so you were someone well aware.
But look at also Speedy's the third leading receiver on the team, Tony. I mean, that's just another added thing he brings to the game. He's a great receiver. Well, and in the open field, you see what he can do.
Well, that's the thing. He's a very good receiver technically, but he's also a guy you can throw a swing pass to, and his own personal ability will turn a 2-yard catch into a 60-yard gain. That's why he's one of the top receivers on the team. But when you look at the combination of he and Donaldson and then the other three backs, this should be sustainable all year long. And I did want to ask you about it in this regard. We've seen Donaldson get dinged up a little bit. It happened last year. There was a play last year against Colorado State that was awful.
He came back strong last week.
Well, he did. But with Speedy, is he durable enough? I mean, he didn't get a real shot at Arizona. Can you run him and run him and run him? I'm just wondering.
Well, I think the goal is to run them all. And I think it keeps them fresher. And I don't think Speedy's a 30, you know, a carry a game guy, but he can do 20. And Nick and the other guy can do 20, 25. He's maybe a 30 carry guy. he seems to get better as the game goes on. You know, those good running backs seem to run better as they carry the ball more and get the feel in the game. And Gilliam, you know, is a solid running back. And Arsenault can catch the ball, too, and he can make plays. And of course, the Bulldogs have five legitimate running backs.
Defensively, we know.
And I only got to see a little of Conklin. I really want to see him more. I really think he has a very bright future, Tony. I watched him play in the Corona Centennial. The kid is a winner. He's a baller. You know, he may not have all the measurables, but he's got a lot of grit. And I'm glad to get him a little opportunity, but I think he's a really good alternative for the Bulldogs.
I know we've talked about the fact that you not only played, but you coached as well. So you understand that side of it. We have talked about the if it ain't broke, don't fix it approach right now. It ain't broke with Warner at quarterback. You're 3-1. Like I said, you lost the game in Kansas by a greater spread than you probably should have, but it was a game you probably were going to lose anyway, given the circumstances. So he's on track, but is, in your opinion, the guy on the bench you just talked about in Conklin, for the long term, a better QB for the year? We know that in the future it's different. He has more eligibility than Warner, but do you see Warner at quarterback all year long for this team as the starter right now?
Well, if he continues to do the make key plays and the team continues to win, yeah, I do. I think, obviously, they think he's the best player. That's why he's starting. And he's had turnovers. Obviously, that's a problem. But, you know, it's a good thing. But the turnovers that he's made have not really affected the outcome of the game. Now, they say the more turnovers you have, the more likely it is going to affect the outcome of the game. But he's also made some key, you know, big plays when he's had to. But really, this week, again, Tony, this is going to be, you know, Kansas was loud. This is just different. Being in Hawaii and the atmosphere and the weather and everything else and the travel and the whole, it's different. So this
well,
is
in a high school stadium still, too. I mean, you know, in fairness,
right,
you're still not
back
at
high school
stadium.
It'll be packed up and they'll be roaring it up and they'll be doing the dance when they're coming out on the field and all that stuff. And they'll be fired up for this game. It's a big deal. And it's on the front page of the Honolulu Advertiser every day and they're talking about it. And they're, you know, they think they're going to win, and they've upset the Bulldogs many times in Hawaii. And I think they're on a two-game winning streak. They won last year, and they won the year before that, right?
They won three of the last four. Yeah, they've won three of the last four. The Bulldogs had that, you know, as you know, we've got the weird history here. Prior to 2005,
the Hainer game,
they couldn't win.
It was terrible. Yeah. The game that they beat us, they had the freshman.
That was 2021. That was the
quarterback was out. They start the freshman. They beat us in that game. And Rivers is running up and down the field.
Stub your toe game, Brian. We've talked about this. The Bulldogs had a habit, and it's been a legacy. We hate it, but it's true. Of the one critical mistake game that takes them out of their ultimate goal. That game in 2021 was it. That was the one that screwed up what could have been an unbelievable season. We've seen it happen in the past. As of 2005, the Bulldogs started winning. They had a great streak in the Islands, but then as of late, they've had trouble at home and on the road with this team. The Bulldogs should be better, right?
The Bulldogs, you know, I think, Tony, check me on this. The most points given up by the Bulldogs in Bulldog Fields was against Hawaii, and the most points scored by the Bulldogs might have been against Hawaii.
That 70-14 was with the Bulldogs put up against Hawaii, and also I think you're talking about 2006, and that was, you know, Hawaii coming in here and just eviscerating Fresno State. And look, this is the reason.
How much was that? How many points did they score in that game?
I think it was I think 68. I think it was. I believe in. I think that's what it was.
The most the Bulldogs gave up in a home game, and we scored the most on them. In a home game.
I'll have to go back and check the exact numbers. But here's the point, Brian, about this kind of game. And, you know, you're right. Senekal and Ashlock both have been dinged up a little bit, the two wide receivers. I think Senekal is going to play. Ashlock, I'm sure, is going to play. I'm sure of it.
They're all playing.
But you play a game like this, Brian. I was talking to Jackson Moore about it. And you don't know for sure who your enemy is at the end of the year in conference the way you did in division, because you knew a divisional game was a singular win it, you have the tie break, et cetera, and you didn't worry so much about the mountain side of the Mountain West. Now you have teams in front of you that on any given week, you might not only lose the tie break, that loss may be the one that keeps you out of the top two. And so because of it, you can't stub your toe at all, or you're just not going to get in, right?
The team that wins the road games is going to win, make to the playoffs in the Mountain West. You got to win the road games. I mean, those are the games that are going to be the toughest, and this is one of the toughest. You know, there's no real cupcakes. They're all difficult to play. You know, the environment, wherever, even New Mexico, Colorado State, Air Force, we know about all the Boise, Wyoming. You know, it's tough, but this one is unique. This one, I thought the Bulldogs would be the underdogs in the game, but you know, I'm overhyping Hawaii probably too. I like Hawaii. I like what the guy, what Chang's done with the program. They were really, you know, down and ready almost to drop football, blowing up the stadium, and he's done a nice job in trying to go back to the core beliefs, the run and shoot, the island kids, as many as he can get, and keep the community involved. And the brotherhood is what he calls it, and I think he's done a really good job.
All right, last couple of things. Always appreciate the time. Have a safe trip to the islands, obviously. But you played safety at Fresno State, so you understand what it's like. I don't know if you had a lot of issues with the kind of run and shoot you're seeing from Hawaii. You're familiar with it. If you're back in that secondary, are you guys looking at, you know what, let's just keep them out of the big play, and one more time, just let the field compress. If we're going to give up field goal attempts, okay, but don't let them get behind us and don't let them have the big seam. So if it means giving somebody 3 or 4 yards on what could be a 3rd and 7, you'll accept that first down. Just keep them out of the red zones with the kind of opportunity to score. Is that the best way to handle this team and then burn the clock on your side?
Yeah, man, I think you got to take away the big plays, but you got to mix it up. You got to put some pressure. You can't just let them sit back. So I think they'll mix it up, pressure, no pressure, you know, drop 8, rush 7, and mix it up. But I think you got to keep everything in front of you. Don't give up the big play and make them drive, drive, and drive and continue to make plays that beat you. And you got to run the ball and make it into a three-quarter game. You know, you look at the number of passes, even with the backup, they threw, I think, 43 times against Portland State, who they beat like 26 times in a row. I mean, they like to throw the ball. So if you're running the ball, that's going to be, use a lot of the clock and give them less opportunities to make plays.
Well,
so I hope we can run. If we can run the game, they're going to have a tough time beating the Bulldogs.
Well, and also you and I both know this, we've seen in the past. If run and shoot teams, spread teams, whatever, one of the problems they have is when you run against them, it makes their offense that is so used to a lot of possessions, because they have a lot of three and outs themselves when they play that kind of style, because you miss a guy in a slant, whatever, and you're playing an offense with, you know, one back, no tight end, so you can't really run the football effectively. So you know that if you have some misconnections throwing it, there's going to be times when you're going to be in and out of the field in just a minute 15 or whatever. And if you can keep them standing on the sideline for 7-8 minutes of game time, Brian, when they come back out, they seem to be very impatient. That has been history with these run-and-shoot teams. They don't like to be left standing there because they get out of rhythm. So if you're Fresno State in this game, you know you're going to pound it. You know you're going to deal with a team against you who really can't run it. So one more time, if you get them within the 20 where the field compresses, how much less effectiveness do they have with this run and shoot? Or do you look at Senecal and Ashlock and say they can still beat you one-on-one the way Ashley Lalee used to?
Well, I think they still can, but obviously there's less field to maneuver. Geometrically, it's a more difficult play to make. And you got to make them keep making plays. And if they can drive down and do all that and beat you, they deserve it. But don't give them the big plays or the turnovers. And, you know, that's going to be a big thing, too. Turnovers, of course. And we got to get some turnovers. You know, we have these DBs that are highly touted. They've got experience. They can cover. Here's their chance to shine.
good feeling about this
one.
We got
to put some pass rush on the kid. And we got to get some pass rush.
All right, so let you go. You have a good feeling about this one because you and I have talked about in the past that there have been games going into Hawaii that we were cringing about.
I have a good feeling. You know, I'm not shocked when the Bulldogs lose in Hawaii because I know what can happen there. But I have a good feeling about the team, how they're continuing to get better. How, you know, that Oregon State game, many times the Bulldogs could have lost that game. But they made the plays when they had to, and they won the game. And I think winning that game instilled a lot of confidence, and I think they believe they can win the close game because I think it's going to be a close game. And I think the Bulldogs are going to come out ahead, but I think it's going to be very difficult, and it could be an overtime game.
Well, I hope when we talk next week, we're talking about a W. Brian, I appreciate it. To let you go, one last thing. My son was working on a project in Pasadena. He just came back home, and he said that the rains were really hitting big time. We got a pretty good amount here, not quite today what we thought we would get. Everybody okay there in mudslide land?
We had some rain yesterday morning, but I'm looking out towards Pasadena. Looks a little potential rain over there, but over the ocean looks good. And down the freeway, there's just a lot of cars. And I'm going to have to head down to Bellflower here in a while and see the Mighty Braves, play the number one rated team from Hawaii, the alma mater of Timmy Chang, St. Louis
That's
High School.
Right. And I will find a way to watch that game on TV tonight, all right, because I know there's always online streams and everything else.
Oh, yes.
LA is
no
famous
doubt.
For it. Hey, Brian, appreciate it. Have a great evening at Panish Family Stadium and a safe trip to Hawaii, and I'll talk to you next week, my friend. Take care. We'll see
you. Go Dogs.
You got it. All right. All right, our great friend, Mr. Top Dog himself, Brian Panish. Again, guys, a couple things to go over here. I certainly want to acknowledge the sponsors and thank them again for, on Fridays, allowing us the time to ring Brian up because he does have to get back to work. I've talked about this before. There are times Brian is so embedded emotionally in what happens at Fresno State that he's actually been in court, and I brought this up last week, I think, and asked the judge if they can have the afternoon recess at 2 o'clock so that Brian can come on the air with me for 20 or 25 minutes. And I don't know if it was coincidental or not, but it has happened that way, and I just wonder if the other attorney would be less than pleased to find out that the recess hit at 2 o'clock because Brian needed to get on the air and talk about his beloved Bulldogs. But since he never loses in court, maybe he has that kind of winning streak mentality. He's got the Mamba mentality going for him down in L.A. Maybe that's how it works. But anyway, I appreciate his time. And he is going to, after he watches his beloved Bosco Braves at his own stadium, by the way, that he spent $7 million to build, he's going to get in his private jet, and he's going to fly to Hawaii, where he's got a home in Maui, and he is going to watch Fresno State in Hawaii. Like I said, life is good if you're Brian Panish, and we've been friends for a long, long time, and I always appreciate him coming on. All right, that having been said, I do want to acknowledge the sponsors and tell you what's going on with each and every one of them. I want to start with our buddies at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. They have the Lee's Air Hotline, which is 559-320-1430. They sponsor that. That's how we bring guests like Brian up, and how Phil not only brings up his guests, but also callers from the general public. So you can always give Phil a call at 559-320-1430. Lee's great local people. They've been in NorCal and the Central Valley since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. I've had them in to do work. Terrific people. And again, if you have any need at all, for your central area, your plumbing, your heating, or your roofing. I mean, you may need some roofing work after this weekend if you hadn't checked the roof for a while because there was a substantial amount of rain, of course, in the last 24 hours. We might still have a couple of showers coming. Please give them a call at 825-5337, which is 825-LEES, or you can check them out on the web at leesair.com, and they allow me the time every day to bring you the forecast. And here it is. Just brought up the fact that most of the rain is gone. There are still possibilities of showers in certain parts of the valley. Still concern about flooding up in the foothills, so be careful there. But by and large, most of the storm is gone. We're supposed to top out at 84 today, 89 tomorrow, 92 on Sunday, 93 Monday as we hit fall officially. It's Fresno, California, the first day of fall at 93, and we're all happy about it. 92 on Tuesday, then 87, 90 next week. So pretty much where we're usually at, maybe a degree or two warmer or cooler depending upon the day. But one more time, and we all know this, in this town, in this valley, until about mid-October, you got to be ready for triple digits. And so right now, a very good forecast, and I hope everybody got through the rains okay, and I particularly hope that those with agricultural endeavors did not get damaged at all by this rather early rain right now. Anyway, thanks everybody at Lee's for allowing us the time. Again, anything you need, Central Air Plumbing, Heating, Roofing, 825-5337, 825-Lee's or leesair.com on the web. Other reminders, the schedule will be brought to you by Ed Dunkel, everybody at Precision Civil Engineering, Planning, Land Surveying, Civil Engineering, Landscape Architecture, Construction Management. It's all there under one roof. Give them a call at 449-4500 or go to the web at precisioneng.net. Ed, a proud graduate of the Lyles College of Engineering on campus at Fresno State, and he and his company do great work for Fresno State and the Lyles College of Engineering. A lot of those graduates come right to Ed's business at Precision Civil Engineering, and they are always looking to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. They have helped out a great deal at Fresno State, and we appreciate their sponsorship and everything Ed and the company are able to do for Fresno State. They allow me the time every day to tell you about the schedule I was mentioning earlier. We have a high school football game tonight after Phil wraps up an hour of his show from 3 to 4. He'll head off to Visalia for a good matchup between Hanford and Redwood. That will have a 7 o'clock pre and a 7:30 kick. It will be Phil and Paul Metters. Pat Hill, of course, there for home games of Fresno State, meaning when Pat is here in the Valley, he's able to join those two gentlemen. Obviously, Pat is already in the island area. I don't know where he is precisely, but he is somewhere around Honolulu right now, I would imagine. And it'll be then Pat back with them when the Bulldogs are back home. But a good matchup tonight on Friday Night Lights. Again, 7 o'clock the pre, 7:30 they'll kick it off. That moves the Giants over to 790. And again, this will be, unless the Giants and Dodgers meet in the playoffs, the last time the Giants see Clayton Kershaw. It's a very important game for both teams. The Dodgers are trying to hold off the Padres so that the Dodgers win the division. The Giants, after making that great run, and actually momentarily about 5 days ago, were a half a game up in that final wild card slot. The Giants have fallen back by losing four of the last five and actually lucky to win the one they did. And if they don't win over the weekend in L.A., even though the Giants have a favorable schedule next week with home games to wrap it up, two series against St. Louis and Colorado, it may not make any difference. The Mets are up on the Giants, and we know the Diamondbacks and the Reds are there in that cluster trying to chase down the Mets from a couple games back. And for the Giants, it's almost pointless right now to do scoreboard watching. The Giants have three games in L.A., and they have to get at least two of the three, if not all three. Otherwise, it's probably not going to make any difference, so that belated run is going to go for naught. We'll see what happens. Robbie Ray, Clayton Kershaw tonight. The game over on our sister station, the Deuce 790. A 7:10 first pitch from beautiful Dodger Stadium, so a 6:40 pre. The same two teams will play a 6:10 start tomorrow and a 1:10 start on Sunday. And, of course, we have football on Sunday. And that's the other reminder about our schedule, play-by-play-wise. The high school game, of course, tonight. And then over the weekend, we have the 49ers, Raiders, and Rams games. And, again, the Raiders are in D.C., and Daniels is not going to play. Mariota will be playing in his place. And for the 49ers, I think Purdy's going to give it a shot. They say it's a game-time decision, but the 49ers are home against Arizona. Both teams are undefeated, though the 49ers are very lucky. Been a weak schedule, and they've been fortunate because they certainly could have lost the game, probably should have lost the game in Seattle, and even had a chance to lose that one. New Orleans, so they have a weak schedule because they played so poorly last year at 6-11. That's the thing the NFL does. They reward you by playing the like schedule the next year, so you end up now playing some of the weaker teams. But there still are challenges. Arizona, like I said, undefeated coming into Levi's tomorrow, and the Rams and 49ers meet on a Thursday in a couple of weeks. And by the way, we do have the Ram game, of course, over the weekend as well. So then the Rams in Philly, which we know the history of recent vintage there. So we'll have all three of our teams, and then we've also got the national game on Sunday night, like we have the national game on Thursday and the national game on Monday from Westwood One. And Mondays are always major wager Monday for us. That means Carter and the whole gang, as always, Granite Park, Munich, Victory Grill, Cedar and Dakota, get there by 5 o'clock. Great conversation around there, the great food, the terrific giveaways, and the game on the big screen TVs. And it's a wonderful time. It's been going on for years now there, so we appreciate the sponsorship of everybody there at Me and Ed's as well. Reminders about the daily shows. Phil normally 3 to 6 with his fine show Behind the Bench, including Thursdays at Fashion Furniture with our great friend Rod Avedikian. Speaking of somebody who does so much for the Valley, Rod has always been a terrific supporter of everything that Fresno State, the high schools, the JCs want to do. And so we appreciate everything he does. And he has, of course, this great business, Fashion Furniture, El Paso across from River Park. Again, nothing like it in all of California, the best furniture on the planet. And every Thursday, Phil is there at Fashion Furniture. Stop on in and see him. Check out the furniture, some good eats around as well. You can also give him a call on the Lee's Air hotline, 559-320-1430. Paul Metter, as I mentioned, with Phil for high school football tonight. He has two fine shows for us, the Sunbird Sports Report about Fresno Pacific Athletics on our sister station, the Deuce 790, 6 to 7 on Wednesday evenings. And also, Paul has his long-running show, Central Valley Sports Report, live from First String Sports, 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays on 1430. We are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, tdad1 at att.net, tdad, the number 1 at att.net. First names are fine. I am hopelessly behind on emails. Mark, I know you had your questions and statements. I mentioned this about the new pack and what you expect of it, and I will try to get to that next week. I just haven't had time this week. I apologize about that. Benito, I mentioned yesterday, I saw your emails. I didn't get a chance to address them on air, but you always give me a chuckle, my friend. And if I can ever stop by the egg farm there in Reedley, maybe I can pick up several dozen, or you can drop them by if you'd like. Just don't throw them at me, Benito. That's all I ask. Although I have a list of people I'd like to have you throwing eggs at, so maybe you could stop by. I could give you the list. Anyway, everything you guys need for the station, 1430 ESPNFresno.com. You find the live links and podcast there. Get the app. It makes it a lot easier to listen. We are, by the way, after the break, going to talk about how you can watch the Fresno State game tomorrow in Hawaii. We have spent a lot of time this weekend, or this week, talking about what we can do this weekend to try to get to availability at 9 o'clock our time tomorrow. All right, the last reminders. Want to thank our great buddy and longtime sponsor, and that is Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Been a booster at Fresno State for over 3 decades. His great business celebrating its 25th anniversary in town over at 4529 North Marty Avenue, Suite 103. You can always give them a call at 266-7473, or you can hit them up on the web at superiorpipeusa.com, or Gabe has a direct email. Gabe, it works for Joe. Gabe.sbs@gmail.com. And 266-7473 is 266-PIPE. Talked about this before. Pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, it's all there under one roof. If you're someone who's working at a plant, if you're a maintenance person, if you have a tanker delivery service, if you're around a boiler at all, anybody who works from an industrial standpoint around valves, if a valve goes down, your whole business can come crashing down. And not only does Joe have superior product there, but he has same-day estimates, same-day service, family-friendly business. Come in, tell him what you need. He'll analyze your situation in the same day. He'll solve it for you. If he can, If not, they'll get to it as quickly as possible and get you up and running as quickly as they can. They have the components in-house for you, and that's the reason it's such a great business, and they can keep you up and running before you have that catastrophic turn. And if you do stop in to talk to Joe, if you have some time after he addresses the needs of your business, he would like to tell you about how he helps out Fresno State and would tell you right now the best avenue. Go to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. There's a donate link there. Click on that. Take you to different areas of donation. BulldogFoundation.org has a link. So does Myers Champion Circle. There's information for tickets and parking for all events on campus. And then finally, under ways to give, the individual sports clubs, quarterback club for football, timeout club for men's basketball. They have their tip-off dinner, by the way, at Pardini's on October 13. I'll talk to Jack Furtig about that next week. Jack on the board of directors of the timeout club. They love more members. He said you can call him directly on his cell for more info, 559-287-3305, or hit him up on his email, furtigjack@aol.com. Also, you have links for other sports like the Dugout Club, for instance, for baseball and other men's and women's sports. They're under ways to give. And then finally, the critically important Bulldog Bread Collective, Marcus McMarion heading it up. Chris started it, handed it off to Marcus, doing a great job. NIL monies, any donation, any sponsorship idea, Marcus wants to hear from you. BulldogBread.com, bread as in on the table, BREAD.com. Thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, for allowing us the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. And then finally, speaking of the Bulldog Bread Collective, we are so pleased that the local operators of KFC here in Fresno, in Clovis, in Selma, in Kerman, that those fine dealers, those fine outlets for KFC, those local operators have been able to jump aboard the Fresno State train. We really appreciate that. And right now, we want to tell you about a special deal we do every day about the great deals at KFC. The hot and spicy wings and potato wedges are back just for a limited time. They are fan favorites. They're terrific. You can stop by those KFCs and pick them up. Also, you've got the Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwich. The KFC Chicken Sandwich is only $3.99 right now. Everybody else is reducing the size of their food and charging you more at KFC right now. Just $3.99 for the chicken sandwich, which is bigger and better than ever. Stop by the local operators in Fresno, in Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Pick up the wings, the wedges, the KFC chicken sandwich, or you've got the buckets on Tuesday, the 8-piece $10 bucket still in play. Wednesday, you've got $5.99 deals for the country fried steak. So always great food at the KFCs. And if you stop in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, Kerman, tell them thanks for being part of the Bulldog Bread Collective, because it is part of the solution that is really the only way Fresno State is going to be able to keep astride of their own conference mates, because they're not going to get help. The Bulldogs are not going to get help from the state. We know that. So it's going to have to happen on a local level. Anyway, thanks to everybody at the KFCs locally. Thanks to Joe Cruz, to Ed Dunkel, and everybody at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. We'll take a break. Come back. I'll tell you the best way to watch Fresno State and Hawaii. I hope you can find a way at 9 o'clock. The best way would be to go to the islands, but assuming you're staying mainland, I'll tell you the best way to go about it. We'll do that after this, as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Friday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN. Everybody, welcome back. Let's come to the show. Thanks again to Jorge for his great work, as always, and to Brian Panish, our wonderful friend, for his time on a Friday. Again, remind you tonight, high school football, 7 o'clock. Giants, that's on 1430. The Giants on 790 tonight, a 710 with a 640 first pitch. And then football over the weekend. We're back with you on Monday with Paul to talk about what happens in the islands. And that brings us to our final topic, which is how to watch the game tomorrow. One more time, it's a 9 o'clock start, our time, 6 o'clock in Hawaii. If you have the Regional Sports Network package from DirecTV, that is your easiest route, because it's not going to be a pay-per-view proposition for us here. It just means go to channel 691, which is the normal Spectrum Sports Laker channel, full-time Laker channel. There's a full-time Dodger channel at 690, and then at 691 on DirecTV, you have the full-time Laker channel. But in the off-season for the Lakers, they use it for things like college football or high school or what have you, and that's what will happen. They will take the Hawaii feed, Spectrum will, since it is Spectrum Sports production in the islands with Kanoʻalehi and Rich Miano, so it is the Hawaii telecast. We're used to this. And it'll be at 9 o'clock, no problem, no game in front of it getting in the way. That's the easiest way. If you can't get to that, you've got to download the Mountain West app. And one more time, here is the issue. Because of geo-blocking, you can't really do this on your computer, laptop, because they can't stop the geo-blocking issues, meaning they can't stop certain people from watching it in geographic areas. So you have to download the app where through Android and everything else. We're not going to go through this mumbo-jumbo. The bottom line is they're able to geo-block you the way U2TV does with the games for the NFL. So download the app, watch it on your phone, or download your phone by casting it onto your TV set, or if you have an HDMI cord and you've got the right connection on your phone, you can get it that way. But trust me, the best way right now, DirecTV, call some restaurants around. I think Table Mountain has it. Call, see if they've got the game. Just ask them flat out, do you have DirecTV Channel 691? Are you going to be telecasting the Fresno State game at 9 o'clock on Saturday night? I hope you can watch it. We're going to talk about it no matter what on Monday. We will see you guys at that time. Stay tuned for Phil. He's got 1 hour coming up, and then he's off to Visalia for football. We'll see you guys on Monday on KFIG Fresno.